inner hall of life.
Girl, if you don't get the fuck from me, I know you thought we had something special. But
welcome to the Inner Hoe Uprising.
Yeah. I'm Shanika.
I'm Sam.
And yeah, you're listening to us.
We are Slam Pow Productions.
Yes, we are.
You can follow us at slam_pow. But who are we?
Yeah, who are we?
We are black queer feminist filmmakers. And this podcast is a podcast.
It's pretty fucked. This is a love, sex, and dating podcast by two black feminists, polyamorous ladies in New York
Living
City.
Living it up in New York City.
Yeah.
Fucking around like some hoes.
Yeah.
Like you do too. So don't judge us.
Yeah. And even if you're not, don't judge us.
Yeah, exactly. Please. Because we don't judge you. Yeah. So if you're returning, welcome.
Welcome.
Nope. Welcome back.
Returning, welcome.
It's been a long day.
We're very tired.
Yeah, we did a lot today. If you're returning, welcome back. If you're here for the first time, welcome. Hope you stick around.
Please stay.
Yeah.
So we've got four segments.
Yeah.
First segment is Fuck Them. This is our world news events.
Mm-hmm.
The second segment is Fuck It.
Fuck it.
And that's the topic of the day. And today's topic is getting curved.
AKA
rejected, just in case. Urban
just
Dictionary.
In case you're not hip with the slang,
exactly,
my man.
And the third section is Fuck Me, and this is our personal lives and what's going on. And the last segment is Fuck You, where we answer
we
your
have
questions.
Sex with you.
Yeah. We record it and we play it back for you.
Oh, Daddy. Oh, Shanika. Oh, Sam.
Just
giving it
making,
to me so good.
Just us making
exactly.
Oh, right there. Right there. Right there.
And you'd be like, doosh, 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 doosh. The sound of these nuts clapping against your ass. Right, exactly.
So, yeah, so those are the four sections. And so we'll be beginning with, so fuck them.
Yeah.
Today, I guess it might be our only story, but it'll be our top story.
Yeah.
Is recently, Stoya calls out ex-boyfriend and fellow porn star James Dean for sexually assaulting her.
Twitter went ablaze when popular porn star Stoya tweeted out the following statement. That thing where you log in to the internet for a second and see people idolizing the guy who raped you as a feminist. That thing sucks.
Yes, yes. So if you don't know, Stoya is a porn star. James Dean is a porn star.
A porn star.
I'm a Jewish lady. No, I'm not. So James Dean and Stoya. So, oh God, I don't know. Have you ever watched any of Stoya's porns?
No, actually. I've seen erotic pictures of Stoya.
Okay.
But not her actual.
I feel like I've come across her porn.
Yeah.
I don't really watch white pornography. I'm probably going to cut me out saying that, but I don't really watch white people porn. I've watched James Dean's porns.
I saw one porn with him where it was like someone from HuffPost. It was like,
wait, what?
It was so fucking great. I like loved this girl. She was like, watch me make a porno with James Dean, and
wow.
That was her job.
Wow.
Right?
I would say that's awesome, but this guy's a fucking rapist.
Yeah.
So,
it's not good. I'm still like, the test. I think he's pretty cute, you know, or I thought he
was. Yeah, okay, so if you don't know James Dean, first of all, his name is not spelled like the actor James Dean. It's spelled with two E's because he's clever and he's a porn star playing on the name. So basically, he is like this very boy next door looking porn star or whatever. He's out of the norm from the average like male porn star who's like jacked up, greased up, not a very cute face.
Yeah,
just
he's
in
like
there
lean.
He's skinny. He has a teen heartthrob,
yes,
kind of looks
exactly,
going for him and
exactly.
stuff like that. But, you know, he's a rapist, so.
Yeah, he's a fucking rapist.
Yeah, so I guess it was Sunday.
Ooh.
I think it was Sunday or something like that. Or
very recently.
It was very recently. Stoya took to Twitter and said,
that thing where you log into the internet for a second and see people idolizing the guy who raped you as a feminist, that thing sucks. And then the second tweet, James Dean held me down and fucked me while I said, no, stop, use my safe word. I just can't nod and smile when people bring him up anymore.
Yeah, so basically she's referring to kind of like this weird back feminist-izing. That's not even a word, but people taking bits and pieces from James Dean's works and careers, yeah, and kind of putting feminism on him.
Yeah, he's very big on Tumblr. That's like, you'll see, yeah, like, a lot of him on Tumblr.
Yeah, he's a Tumblr bae, or yeah, was before.
A lot of him holding hands with women as,
yeah,
they sex.
Like, from the porns that I've seen, and I usually watch him in porn with black women or whatever, I just, mm-hmm, like to see myself represented in,
yeah,
porn.
It's nice.
He'll like hold the hand or whatever, or like not like give head, like he's gonna bite your vagina off. Just like do it very
soft and gentle.
Just very gently or whatever.
Yeah, there's been a lot of like, he's perfect boyfriend material.
Exactly. In the porns that are like okay for that.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But he's really made his career off of doing like BDSM porn and,
yeah,
stuff like that.
Because
that's the kind of porn. Yeah, that's the kind of porn that people actually pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the kind of porn that's sold in shops or whatever. Mm-hmm. And not saying that there's anything wrong with BDSM porn if all parties are consenting and willing at all times, but it seems like
just
the domineering that he's into and is good at plays out in real life, and he, like, doesn't actually, like, consent.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because
he assaults people.
He assaults people. He doesn't like consent. He's a rapist. Yeah, it's interesting because I've heard that he's, like, said in interviews, like, consent is sexy and stuff like,
yeah,
that. But it's just, like, not true.
Not sexy to him.
Not sexy to him.
He should have been saying consent is,
yeah,
sexy to some, but
yeah. Can we also
personally.
I ran across this in one of my readings. Somebody was like, can we at least stop saying that consent is sexy? Like, it's not, that's not sexy. It's just a thing that should happen.
Yeah.
You don't have to sexualize consent.
Yeah,
it should just be the basis
for sex.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it is sex. Sex is consensual.
Exactly.
Rape is rape. Sex
exactly.
is sex.
Exactly.
I guess that's like shows that we have a rape culture where we have to emphasize.
Yeah,
consent is
sexy.
Because,
but non-consent is kind of sexy too. Like, no, there's no, there shouldn't be a gray area for,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So since Stoya took to Twitter and very bravely shared her story, eight other porn stars,
mm-hmm,
have come forward and said that James Dean has either raped or sexually assaulted them,
yeah,
in various ways.
There's a lot of interesting things about this. There seems to be a lot of support from, like, the porn companies. I think it's, like, kink.com,
mm-hmm,
and another BDSM site have stopped. They, like, relinquished ties with, cut off ties to James Dean and are publicly like, we will not support this.
Mm-hmm.
But the Frisky dropped his column.
Yeah, the Frisky is a magazine for women about, like, sex and love,
yeah,
and stuff like that.
And it's really nice to see,
yeah,
that there's so much, like, believe. A woman,
yeah,
says this and you believe her.
A lot of people who were Tumblr bays just deleted all,
exactly,
his gifts and shit like that.
And
I think that's, this is the perfect case for that to happen because he was lauded as a feminist figure, so
exactly,
his fan base was so feminist, so it's like, he's actually a rapist? Goodbye.
So yeah, so yeah. I appreciate that in the fan base.
Yeah.
And part of me wonders also,
but at the same time, I mean, there are still people, like, taking to Twitter and his, what is his fan base called?
Deenagers.
Hashtag Deenagers. Saying, like, I don't know what they're saying now that eight women have come forward.
Yeah.
But when Stoya had first come forward, it was like, well, how do we believe her? And things like that. And then, of course, people saying, well, she's a sex worker, so she can't get raped.
Yeah.
And they dated, so that rape can't happen within the confines of a relationship and things like that.
Which?
Spoiler alert, it can.
It can.
Yeah, as long as you say no and the person keeps doing something to you
that
you don't want, it's rape or sexual,
exactly,
assault. It can happen in marriages, it can happen on the set of a porn.
Exactly.
It can happen if you are a sex worker, it can happen if you've had sex with the person before.
Yeah, it's just, it's your occupation, you know, that you
exactly
job.
Yeah, I was thinking about an analogy, I don't know if it's a good analogy, but like, if you, like, force someone who works at McDonald's to make you a burger, like, they're not fucking obligated to make you a burger.
Oh, like, outside?
Yeah, exactly.
Just
or because
you don't
I
pay
do,
them.
Yeah, if I just because I do this here doesn't mean I'm always doing it.
Right. It's close. It's pretty good.
I tried. Train thoughts when you're running off of 3 hours of sleep.
You know, it's all good. You're doing well.
Thank you. I'm the next Plato.
And then there's also a lot of the backlash that you hear when someone says, I've been raped, and people are always like, oh, but what if you're lying?
Yeah. Yes. What if you're lying? How do we believe you? Or he hasn't been convicted of anything.
Exactly. And there's just plenty of information to kind of just shout down those, I don't know if I want to call them ignorant, misogynist, hateful people. Like, people don't want to believe women when they say, like, stuff has happened to them.
Most women aren't lying about rape. Shanika dropped the stat.
Yeah, it's 2-8% of guys are wrongly accused of rape.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very small fucking percentage of people.
Yeah, most people are not lying about rape because talking about rape is not hard.
No one gets pleasure out of that. And if
You're automatically called a slut. People are automatically, like, doxing you and vilifying you and stuff like that, trying to pick apart whatever you do, your sexual experience, your sexual history, what you did wrong.
Yeah.
And then mostly the person doesn't really go to jail. You don't get any money from it or anything like that. It's just nothing. It's just a waste of your time.
Exactly. And that's why a lot of people
don't come forward about rape in the first
place. And that's why there's a lot of serial... That's why it's not surprising when, like... Like Bill Cosby, it's like there's one person, and of course other people are going to come up because if somebody rapes somebody and they get away with it, they can keep doing it and getting away with
it. Yeah, because no one's going to say anything.
And when one person says something, like, it's not suspicious, like, oh, everybody else is now trying to get all up on the...
Yeah, we're just trying to bring James Dean down.
No, it's...
What the fuck would these women get from that?
Nothing.
Exactly.
I mean, now you have, I think you need a safe space. Like, there's no safe space for women to be like... This has happened to me.
Yeah.
Help me.
Which is interesting about how you were saying that, like, you were, like, praising the companies for removing all ties with him or whatever. But, like, according to, like, Stoya and these other people, like, he was fucking pretty notorious. Like, people would be like...
They'd be putting like, him on
new
his girl list.
Yeah, new girls would be like, well, give me some information about the industry or whatever. Like, what should I do getting into, like, kink porn and stuff like that? And people would be like... Just don't work with James Dean. Like, just don't do it.
Yeah, he was
so
rumored.
Like, there were rumors flying around. Directors could have poked in. A lot of the rapes that he did were on sets. Like, not in front of the camera, but it would be, like, in the showers, in the locker room, and stuff like that. Like, one time he, like, picked up a woman and just, like, carried her backstage or something like that.
I didn't read that story, but that's scary. Like, no one was like,
she's just going around doing a lot of fucked up shit, and everybody was, like, turning a blind eye, and I feel like... That a part of that problem was the fact that he was like this feminist figure or whatever, and it's like it's a great thing to have James Dean in your porn because he's bringing in the cash.
Yeah, and he's
so let's just keep silent about the fact that he's sexually assaulting
exactly.
people.
And there's also from some of these porn stars, they've talked about, you know, your image is very important because it doesn't matter how good you are at porn, it matters how much you can sell.
Mm-hmm.
So if like you know, you complain about someone assaulting you or feeling uncomfortable, people will say that you're hard to work with.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, bam, there goes your career, your sales.
Exactly.
So, like, dudes, you just have a lot of power. Like, there, it didn't seem... I know very little about the porn industry atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
But from based on all this reading, it just seems like a place where you just kind of do your best to perform your best and sell your best and not... You know, defame some guy or make any enemies.
Yeah, exactly.
And in that kind of atmosphere, if a guy.
Yeah, because everything's
you,
contractual.
Exactly.
So you're trying to get these companies to come back and sign with you again.
And if they don't.
And if what? Yeah, you can get blackballed very easily.
Yeah.
Especially, like, James Dean was kind of a guy who's higher up there because, one, he's fucking James. Like, he's pretty much the only male porn star aside from Brian Pumper whose name I know.
James Dean is the only name I know.
I showed you Brian Pumper last week.
Did
I showed you Brian Pumper last week. That's
so,
the guy.
So then I've just forgotten.
That's the guy who was showing all of his DVDs and stuff.
Oh,
like.
That was him!
Yeah, if you don't know who Brian Pumper is, look him up. So he's like fucking, he's like the Jay-Z of
porn.
Yeah, or something like that. He's like the Barack Obama, I don't know. He's the main guy. He's the guy everybody knows of porn. And then also he was like a chairperson in
It was like an adult performers association.
Yeah.
I think it's
so,
the APA.
Yeah, so he's
and
got...
And he stepped down voluntarily from that. So
yeah, after this. Yeah, but he's got some power.
Yeah, James Dean, not Brian Pumper. In case
it
got confused somewhere in there.
Right, exactly.
This was all about James Dean.
James Dean, yeah. To my knowledge, Brian Pumper has not sexually assaulted anyone.
People just kind of putting feminism... on to other people.
Like MC Light tried to do with Fetty Wap last week.
I think it's so harmful because, like, especially if people don't take up the mantle by
themselves. Yeah, if they're not calling themselves a feminist, stop trying to force it.
And even if they do.
And James Dean, for the record, did not call himself a feminist.
He said, I am not a feminist.
He was like, in his head, like, because I'm a rapist.
Because I'm a rapist.
Can't lie.
Rape a sinner.
Yeah. Sorry.
We're very tired, but we love you. And I feel like, you know, sometimes I do that. I was thinking about one of these fuckboys that I've been with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking, you know, I just really thinking someone is a nice person that they're down for some sort of cause. Yeah. Like, oh, you're down for black feminism because you're this and you're that. Because
you like black women.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to fuck with me.
Exactly.
You must like black female lives matter.
And you really have to investigate people sometimes before you put a title on them. And then other people are thinking, oh, we must be nice. And then other girls are fucking them and getting their hearts broken, disrespected.
Yeah.
Just not good.
Yeah.
Like for Jon Stewart, it was a good example in this, you know, says a lot of feminist things, but there were no women in his writing room. Mm-hmm. Women are funny. Women are everywhere. Women are writers. And could have had one woman. Yeah. I don't have.
There's feminist Ryan Gosling, the meme.
Oh yeah. Feminist Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
I didn't really.
Yeah, I think it was just the fact that it's so funny that these like feminist bays all come from like these very plain looking white guys, like these very boy next door looking white guys. So we're really just continuing the cis het white patriarchy. Like we want to find feminists in the people who are like lauded at the top.
Yeah.
But you know, fuck that. Like, God, I just don't know that much about porn or whatever, but I'm sure there's like actual feminist porn guys out there.
And we'll be able to tell you more about that next week, because we're talking about porn next week.
Don't say it.
Oh, no.
Or maybe we should. I don't know.
We'll just let them know. We don't know now.
We might. Let's just say, we might talk about porn next week.
We might.
Yeah, we might do some research. Might jack off. And report back to you.
Let you know how it went.
My fingers are very wet.
They hurt.
Right, exactly.
Sore. My knuckles hurt.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Or we might watch it without masturbating. I don't know. We'll see what type of self-control I have.
We'll see how it goes.
I got to put my notebook down. Got to pick my dildo up.
Put the pen down.
Exactly.
Pick the dildo up.
Exactly.
Wait, I love that as a slogan. It may seem like we're not taking this seriously, but we are taking this
seriously. No, we are. We've called this guy a rapist.
Yeah, you're right. How many times? Tell us
48.
At least 48.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, moral of the story, fuck James Dean.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
oh, there was the myth, like, the myth of the how, like, the expectations that rape survivors have on them, like how you're supposed to act a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Like the myth of the perfect rape victim.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it didn't happen unless you had a rape kit done. You called the police immediately. You were responding appropriately, like you're crying or you're upset, and you respond like that day instead of like 5 months later. 2 years later, you're fully clothed or you're a virgin. Like, all of these, it's all respectability politics in terms of rape and who we believe.
Mm-hmm. And
when we
believe
them.
Can you say which article you got that
from? Yeah, this is from guerrillafeminism.org.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking the wrong questions on Stoya, James Dean, rape. I guess it's and rape, sorry.
Comma rape. Yeah.
Which I really liked this article a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it was like, you know, I don't know. I think it just really explained well why people don't say anything,
mm-hmm.
and just the pain it can cause, and mm-hmm. which is stuff that I've known and have considered, but I think this really spelled out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's all the shit that happens, and it's traumatic,
yeah.
and follows you for
years.
It's
hard to relive.
Yeah, and you just don't. You want to forget.
You can particularly imagine how hard it was for Stoya. I'm not trying to, like, put her rape above anyone mm-hmm. else's rape or whatever, but one, this is a guy who she was in a relationship with, so off the bat, nobody's going to believe her. And then he was being lauded as this figure, just like in the same way that Bill Cosby was like at the top of his career.
Totally.
This guy's at the top of his porn career. So if you fuck with him, you might be fucking with yourself, but also you're in a relationship with that guy.
Yeah.
And then you're in the career too. It's just all...
It's risky.
Yeah, it was risky. And then also, like, to cope with that before you even let anyone know, like, the person, I'm assuming she loved him at the time...
Yeah.
Violated your body in the worst way.
And she did a scene with him afterwards
as well. Yeah, she had to do a scene with him like 2 days after
or
3 days
after. And then he called her abusive for...
Yeah, she was like crying and trying to bring it up, and he was like, you're abusing me with these tears. Total deflection tactic.
Like, what the fuck?
He's an abusive person.
Yeah, that is very
That's abusive behavior.
You invalidate somebody's pain and you turn
exactly.
against them.
Yeah.
People,
so, yeah, man,
stop!
Gross, bro.
I'm mad. I'm upset.
I gotta check out Pornhub to see if, like, they have removed all his scenes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, no, we can do, like, an update.
Yeah. Report back. After we jerk off.
Yeah. So to say, after we jerk off.
Pemberton met Jennifer at a bar in Olongapo. They later checked in at a motel where Jennifer was found dead on October 11 last year. The defense insists Jennifer was still alive when Pemberton left the room that night, contrary to allegations that Pemberton strangled and then drowned the victim when he discovered she was a transgender. Forensic expert.
So in other depressing-ass fucked-up news about bad things that happen to women.
The U.S. Marine who killed Filipino trans woman Jennifer Loud
has been convicted of homicide.
Lesser homicides, so that's 6 to 12 years.
Yes.
As opposed to murder, which is 40.
Yes. So just to talk about the story, U.S. Marine Joseph Scott Pemberton was stationed in the Philippines. He met transgender woman named Jennifer Loud at a nightclub, I believe. Mm-hmm. She was a sex worker, so they went back to his hotel to have sex. There, he discovered that she was transgender, although she did not disclose that to him at the club, and he thought that was a good time to kill her.
Yeah.
Choke her to death.
It's never a good time.
It's never a good time to kill or choke someone to death. And his justification for choking her was that he was, like, shocked that she was a transgender woman. But,
like, that doesn't make any sense.
You don't
sense.
Have to kill anyone. You like, could just be like, I'm not with the shit.
Right? Like, I was just so shocked I had to kill her.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes no sense to me.
It's just you being very uncomfortable in your masculinity.
Yeah.
Like, you just should never kill someone unless...
You don't have to kill
unless
anybody.
They're gonna kill you.
Exactly.
You don't have to kill anyone ever.
Yeah, very true. So, you don't have to put your hand on anyone in a violent fashion unless they're doing it to you.
Exactly.
Or they're, like, about to.
Exactly.
You know?
And
the
judge that ruled in this case, that ruled it being a lesser homicide or whatever, noted the fact that she did not disclose that she was a transgender woman to him as justification for 6 to 12 years as opposed to 40 years.
Yeah, which
is victim blaming. That's victim blaming.
It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. You just don't need to kill someone.
Right? You don't need to do that in any way, shape, or form.
Exactly.
And there was also, what was it? So, there was a $635 fine meant to deter people from... What the fuck was
killing
that?
Killing people. Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yes, there was there was some amount of money that was paid to the family.
I think that was like $90,000
and then,
like
yeah, and then there
which
was
is totally worth the life of their fucking daughter, right?
Right? She's dead. She's
yeah,
not alive
she's never
anymore.
Going to come back.
She didn't do anything wrong.
Exactly. She didn't do anything
and
wrong at all.
And she's saying that she disclosed she was transgender. He was not happy. And that so he killed her.
Pretty much it's setting a precedent to say that it's okay to kill trans women.
Exactly. That's
like
exactly
you can,
what
like
it is.
If you thought that she was a cisgender woman and she wasn't, well, you can kill her on the basis of nothing.
Yeah, nothing is, it's definitely nothing. There's nothing the there.
Nothing.
There's nothing good there.
Yeah.
So that's.
So it's awfully disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, the part of me wants to say, at least there was some sort of conviction, but at the same time, there's a woman is dead, a family is torn apart, and there's no precedent set.
That's how I would feel if, like fucking these cops never get convicted in murdering black people, but if it was, like, 6 years, I'd still be like, that's, like, you shitting on my grave.
Yeah.
What are you really trying to say? Like, lesser homicide? Because I'm a lesser person?
Exactly. That's what it is.
Fuck you.
That's exactly what it is.
What if a transgender person took a cisgender person back home and they thought that they were, like, transgender or whatever, and they were like, wait, you're cis? And they just killed them. Is that okay?
It would not be okay.
No, because it makes no
murder.
Fucking sense.
Death penalty somewhere.
It makes no fucking sense. People are so scared or whatever. Like, what? What did Pemberton think? Oh, I'm gay now? And then what?
Yeah, right?
Is that the worst thing in the world you can be? First of all, if you're cis and you're attracted to a trans woman, you're not gay. Because she's a woman, still.
Yeah, you're fine.
She's presenting as a woman. She fucking identifies as a woman. You identify as a man. In terms of what the definition of straight and gay is, you're still straight.
Exactly.
It's okay.
But it's just there's lack of understanding of trans people and how gender identity, sexual identity works. Because one of the things that he said is like, I did not give a man consent to do things to me. One of his quotes, like, I did not consent to have a man have sex with me or something. It's not a man. But to some people, like, you know, I was talking to a person on Facebook saying that, you know, sex, gender, sexuality, they're not all, like, you know, man does not equal straight and does not necessarily mean that, you know, must be attracted to woman.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many things that are unchallenged.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you are faced with them suddenly, people respond very violently.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
And I don't know. I'm just tired of the whole God made man. It's always God made man. It's never God made man, men and women. It's always God made man this way, and that's how it shall be.
It's fucking bullshit. It's just so stupid. We could talk about how people pick apart certain parts of the Bible to mean something and then just ignore totally other different parts of the Bible.
Exactly.
It's like, fuck you and your agenda. Nigga, nobody cares.
No one gives a fuck.
Yeah. And other fucked up news. Let's just roll it off.
Yeah.
This is going to be a sad Monday, guys.
Closing arguments are planned for Monday in the trial of a former Oklahoma City police officer accused of raping and sexually assaulting 13 women while on duty. On Wednesday, the prosecution presented its last witness, a DNA expert who testified that Holtzclaw's uniform tested positive for DNA from a 17-year-old victim. The ex-Oklahoma City officer is charged with 36 counts of sexual assault, including 6 first-degree rape counts.
All right, so really quickly, if you guys don't remember our first episode, we talked about Oklahoma City police officer Daniel Holtzclaw, who was accused of raping and sexually assaulting women in Oklahoma City while he was, like, on patrol.
Duty.
Yeah, on duty. And these women were all Black women. Most of them were, like, lower class.
Yeah, except for one middle class woman.
Reported him and caused other people to say something.
And that's the
running trend here.
Fucking
serial rapist. Serial rapist.
People are getting away with shit because no one feels
scared
safe
exactly,
to say it.
Exactly.
And you know what? You can't blame them, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people are down on rape victims or sexual assault victims. Like, why didn't you say anything?
Nigga, I just got raped. Can I get a fucking break?
Right? Like, can I heal?
Sheesh. Can I heal? Can I take a break? So in one of the case has gone to trial or whatever, and one of the victim's attorneys released, I don't know how law works, so I might be using the wrong terms, but she brought up a DNA proof of one of his sexual assaults. So basically, one of the underage victims that he assaulted, her vaginal fluid was found inside and outside of his
police pants.
Yeah,
like police,
his police
uniform.
Pants. Yeah, so at the very least, even if she did consent, which she fucking didn't, but whatever, for the people who want to be all...
Which doesn't even matter. She's underage.
She's underage and he was on duty.
Yeah.
So
she probably, you know, unless she, like, got out a little vial of her vaginal fluid and just
Let me
sprinkled
just pour
it.
This on this
Let
man.
Let me just sprinkle this on this man's crotch.
Let me just ruin his career for no reason and it'll benefit
fuck
me in
up
no
my
way.
Whole life.
It'll benefit me in no way. Yeah, exactly. It'll
and
fuck
then
up my life.
Apparently he, like, called looking for the girl.
Yeah, he called her house.
He called her house and her mom, like, took a screenshot of the call.
Why did he
and...
call her house?
I don't know.
This
man is crazy. He's insane.
Jinx. You owe me a soda.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
It's fine.
What kind?
Yeah. But, yeah, He's
fucking rapist.
He's a fucking
serial rapist.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Like,
fuck James Dean.
We need to acknowledge.
Fuck Joseph Scott Pemberton.
Exactly. Just believe women when they say they're assaulted.
Yeah.
Take people seriously and you can stop other people from being assaulted.
Yeah.
And if you don't care about that, you're fucking misogynist.
Or just shut up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, don't say anything.
Exactly.
Just
if you need to sit back and reassess the facts and stuff like that,
reassess
then just don't say
them.
Anything.
Exactly.
Don't fucking vilify the victim.
Don't
vilify the right word? No.
Yeah. No,
okay.
Vilify, yes.
Don't say anything to the victim, because chances are they're trying to recover and heal.
Exactly. You're making it fucking worse.
If it is in that one chance where they're lying, then maybe you just shouldn't say anything at all.
Exactly.
Making the world a lot
better
place.
People need to learn how to do that.
How to not be mean.
Just shut up when it's not relevant.
Good luck there. Have you ever seen Facebook? Have you ever seen Facebook after a Black kid gets shot and killed?
Everyone thinks
everyone has an opinion all of a sudden, and they're so smart.
And you didn't care before.
You never cared. You never cared.
When people were like, oh.
Unless it's time to play devil's advocate.
Exactly.
The devil doesn't need an advocate. The devil does not need an advocate. He's doing all right.
Exactly. Like it was like Black Lives Matter, and someone's like, this is not the way to handle things. When the fuck did you ever consider handling anything?
Black on black crime, but you never talk about that.
Not once.
So
not even in a passing thought.
Fucking
too busy
stupid.
Crossing the street when Black people walk by. Exactly. Too busy not hiring us.
Right, exactly.
Let's make it very clear. Nothing that happens on the Senate floor this week will ever actually become law. Because any bill that repeals the Affordable Care Act and defunds Planned Parenthood is going to get vetoed by the president.
So what's the value of what's happening?
The value is to let him know, the president and others, that there's a big division in this country, and a lot of us don't like it, and the American people don't like it.
What Alabama Republican Richard Shelby is saying is that symbolic votes are important. They give senators a chance to go on the record. And even though there's a pileup of stuff Congress has to get through in the next couple weeks, like funding the government, passing a highway bill, and extending tax breaks, making Obama veto a bill that undermines his health care law and Planned Parenthood is worth their time.
Next, another fucked up news. Senate votes to cut funding to Planned Parenthood.
Should probably be vetoed, but...
Yeah, so...
Shitty.
That funding package... Well, their cut to funding is a part of a greater, I guess, bill that they're trying to pass that would gut Obamacare in general. And the next step for people who don't know law like myself would be to go to Obama's desk or whatever, and he has to approve it because, you know,
like,
checks
and
balances and all that shit. And he's not going to be like, yeah, let me gut my pride and joy.
Yeah. And it's just
my accomplishment. So it'll probably get vetoed or whatever, and the funding cuts won't happen. But it's like, nigga, why are y'all always trying to fucking
police women's bodies?
Just take things
health.
From us. Like,
yeah. Like, what is it doing besides helping people?
Yeah.
There's so...
Where does that money need to go? First to, like, bomb more Syrian refugees and shit,
right?
Like that.
To keep...
Where the fuck does that money need to go?
We need to fund our own fucking government. Like, the fact that, like...
Right.
The fact that we still need to figure out how to get our old budget balance, and you're sitting here spending... Like, I was... In NPR, it was like...
Well, that's
someone,
the way to balance
some
the budget.
Said it
fucking,
was
come at the healthcare of, like, half of the population in the
right?
entire country.
Like, why would you do that?
That's where we need cuts.
People's fucking health? No.
Yeah.
That should be the last thing you... Like, put the people first. Put us actually first.
Yeah. That's never gonna happen.
And it's also... I guess it feels like it's
Unless
always
Unless by people you meant
season.
Corporations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because those... That's just people with the most money.
Yeah.
Money talks. Ain't got none.
Yep.
Gonna have Thai food, and that's gonna be the one thing I do for these next 2 weeks.
I have very little. I'm unemployed.
But I'm happy with my life. I'm okay.
Yeah. Let's call it a segment. There was no happy news.
Yeah.
None of the games dick this guy.
Nah.
Dick this guy.
Dick.
None of the games dick this week, guys. Sorry. I'm sure next week will be a little
more fun. Can we make something up?
What?
Good news, guys. Moving on to the next segment.
But I'm...
The next segment is called...
Fuck society. Fuck society. Everybody needs feminism.
Yeah. So the next segment is called
Fuck It!
And we're talking about getting curved.
Getting
hookups
curved.
Hardcore crushes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's start with the hookup curve culture and then the just dealing with being long-term curved. I just have so many middle school stories.
Okay.
Got these 4-year, 3-year curves.
Okay.
Under my belt.
All right. So I feel like... So do you want me to talk about my experience with being curved?
Yeah, and I'll just weigh in, and then you can weigh in.
I feel like my... I don't put myself out there that often or whatever. So the only time I get curved is after, like, an invitation of date or sex or interest has been put towards me, and I'm just like, yeah, you're cute, I love it.
And they're like,
and
nah,
then they're
nah,
like,
nah,
wait,
nah.
No. And I don't understand what happens in between. It's like... Did your drunk wear off, or did you wake? Did you like really look at my pictures on Instagram? And you're like, she's ugly. Like,
she's,
I don't know what happens.
Just why are you going?
But it happens to me kind of often.
Even like, maybe it happens
I don't know if
a
I
lot
put,
of people.
And then I don't even like put in that much gumption or whatever. Like in my our
studio's falling apart.
Yeah, in my head I'll be like, yeah, I'm really into this kid, but like outwardly I'm never like that expressive of anything ever. So, I don't know what happens. If you've ever curved me, let me know. If you've ever curved me and you're listening,
wait, and
what happened? Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Seems to me just, like, maybe just poor planning, like, time management.
Oh, we should define getting curved again.
Oh, yeah, getting curved. What is this?
Yeah,
what
the
fuck
are we talking
about? It's rejection. It's just being rejected.
Yeah, by a romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you come at someone romantically and they're just like, nah, son. No, yeah, exactly.
Got curved at work the other day. Curved my plan by my did boss. Not go through.
Exactly. I did not get the promotion I wanted.
Curved.
My God.
Our whole studio.
We have pictures hanging in the studio and they're all falling down right now. Just, our studio is curving
us,
if you will.
It's not even a studio.
We know how to say that. We know how to talk about that.
It's all falling behind me.
Right? Crashing.
Slow. Like this Michael is what Bay the slow-mo is for. Exactly. Slow-mo iPhone.
Exactly.
So, it's very odd. It's definitely strange.
I really, some days I just want to be like, yeah, what happened though? Like, it's fine if you don't want me. I just want to know what happened.
Yeah, like what changed?
I have this one story. So, over the summer I was talking to this kid or whatever, and he kept asking me on dates or to fuck me or whatever. He was just hitting me up and being like, oh, so we're going to hang out this day or we're going to hang out this day. So, the first time we hung out, like, he just didn't hit me up that day at all. And I was like, no, it was, like, the day before. He just didn't hit me up that day at all. And I was like, are we still on? And he was like, yeah, if you want to. But you're the one who asked me to go to that restaurant with you. So what the fuck happened?
Is it a power play? Like,
it's so weird. And then I was just like, yeah, whatever. So he was like, I think it was, like, going to rain the next day or whatever. And also, I'm pretty sure we both knew that we just wanted to have sex with each other. So he was just like, oh, do you want to be in or outside? And I was like, inside. So we fucked. long story short. And then it was just like, oh, it's kind of cool. And he was, like, telling me, like, oh, I really like you and stuff like that. You give good vibes. You're so funny and smart and cool and pretty and you're the princess of the world and I love you. He didn't say that much stuff or whatever. But he's just like, you're cool and smart and I'd like to hang out with you again or whatever. So I was like, sorry. So I was like, yeah, let's do it again. And then after that was like the only time that I actually tried to make plans and he just like didn't respond. So I was like, I'm never going to talk to him again. That's fine. And then he hit me up and he's like, oh, would really enjoy your time, blah, blah, blah.
But would you?
And I'm like, cool, so when are you free? And he's like, I'm free this day. And I'm like, so am I. We're good for this day. And then, like, I hit him up the day before. And I'm like, yo, what's up? How are you? And he's like, I have strep throat. And I'm like, oh, so I guess we're off for tomorrow. But when the fuck were you
going to tell me?
When were you going to tell me that you had strep throat,
you
dumbass nigga?
Say something.
Exactly. So that happened, and I'm
so
like,
rude. You get prepared?
I'm like, okay, that's weird. Hope you feel better, blah, blah, blah. And then he hits me up, and he's like, oh, I feel totally better now. Would really like to enjoy your company. And I'm like, oh, sweet. Great. Get to see the dick again. Cool. And then we set plans again. And I'm like doing my friend's hair or something like that. And then I text him because we didn't like solidify plans. And I'm like, this kid has an issue with solidifying plans. We were supposed to hang out the next day. And I hit him up and he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, doing somebody's hair. What are you doing? And he's like,
oh no.
On my way to Atlantic City.
What?
So I just put my phone down and I walked away and I was like, I said to my friend, do people ever spend one day in Atlantic City? And she was like, they can. I was like, oh, they can. Okay. So I can pick up my phone or whatever and not like throw it across the room. And I'm like, oh, how long are you going to be there? All weekend. And we're supposed to hang out the next day.
What the fuck?
So I'm like, oh, so I hope you have a good time, but
what are we?
why would you ask me to go out with you on Sunday if you're going to be in Atlantic City?
Yeah, when did you make this plan?
According to him, just now. According to him, that morning. And I was like, okay, but when were you going to tell me? I was about to tell you. Yeah, sure. It was never going to fucking happen. So that was like the last day I talked to that kid. And then after this podcast happened, I guess because I'm calling myself a hoe, everybody thinks they can just have sex with me all the time or whatever. So he hit me up and he's like,
this podcast is a dick magnet.
He's like, what to finish what was started? And I had just woken up from a nap. So I just put a question mark.
Like, started what?
And he was like, want asterisk or whatever. I was like, let me just go to it.
Wait, this is amazing. It's just all so stupid. Why is it happening like
that? I don't fucking know, Shanika, but it's the story of my life. This is just the funniest encounter of it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
All right, let me go to it. Hold on.
Maybe it's like a test.
Right? Sometimes I feel like I'm being catfished. It's so strange.
But
it's
you've met up with him, right?
Right, exactly. You know, no, not catfish. Punked is what I meant to say.
It's all a joke.
Yeah.
It's a documentary.
Yeah, so he I just realized he didn't even put an asterisk next to the want.
He said what again?
He put want, but he put a quotation mark. Very little effort. Very little effort. No, because he just fucked up. And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, link up again. And I was like, LOL, so you mean make plans and have you cancel on me multiple times?
And he said,
my schedule is better now, not getting held up. Can you be a part of my free time? Vice versa. And I said, LOL, I feel like you're full of shit.
Because he fucking was.
Because he fucking was full of shit.
Can
or whatever.
Can you be a part of my free time? Like, bitch, I'm not fitting into your schedule.
Yeah, I didn't get into that or whatever, but that was, like, really, it's kind of rude. Active 1 minute ago. I should message him and be like, yo, I'm talking about you on a podcast right now.
Wait, do it.
Fuck
do
boy. No, I'm not going to do that.
Are you
sweet.
Sure? Because.
Nah.
To be perfect.
And then I was like, what exactly do you want to do? And he was like, I wanted to go out for a drink Saturday or Sunday. And I was like, maybe Sunday. Oh, shit. But then I also knew that I wasn't going to do that because I had to edit this podcast that Sunday or whatever. So I was like, it's probably not going to happen. And then he's like, for sure, which is crazy.
What?
He's never for sure. And I said, no, hence the maybe. And he's like, all right. So I let time pass. The Sunday comes, and he never fucking hit me up, obviously.
That's when you fucking screenshot every single interaction, send it back to him. The fuck you mean, for sure? Like, what are you saying?
It's all so weird, and I'm just like, but what was the point of it all?
I don't know.
What was the point?
Me think of, like, people who, like, make too many plans and can't follow through on them, except to the extreme.
I just
want to
note that he said my schedule is better now, but the first time he was sick. That has nothing to do with
it.
I
got to
get sick on Monday.
He gets sick 3 times a year. Got to plan it well.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I don't get that. And then, like, that's, like, an extreme version of the way I get curved. It's just, like, people will express interest. And I'll be like, yeah, sure. No response.
It's like something wild.
And this one cute kid, you know who I'm talking about, at this establishment or whatever. I'm pretty sure he gave us his number.
Yeah.
But I put out my hand.
Yeah, I didn't accept it.
He gave me his number.
I didn't accept it. I wasn't interested. I feel
Sam and her shitty taste and fuck boys.
No, he was cute. I just wasn't interested.
Yeah, okay.
John was there.
Well, there you go.
I wasn't going to be like, yeah.
So he gave me his number, and then I hit him up like a week later, and I was like, basically the punchline of it all was like, I was like, yeah, thank you for suggesting me to come back on such and such night. It was
which
mad
he did.
Fun.
He invited you back.
He invited me back. I was like, hope to come back again. And he was just like, see you then.
Unless he was just doing his job and getting people to come back to the restaurant.
But why did he give me his number? Is he like...
Oh, you're right.
Is he like using his dick for that?
You're
you don't
so
have to do that.
Right.
You could just be like, come back on this night. You don't have to fucking run out. Yo, we left the place.
He
ran out of the place. It was cold.
Was he high?
It was at club.
You know what I mean?
He was high at work.
He was like, let me just make a bad
And then when
decision.
He woke up, he was like, oh, fuck, that girl's ugly. Damn it. I did it again.
Like, Philip strikes again. His name's not Philip.
His name's not Philip at all. Oh, God. Yeah, Jeez. So, you know, that's my experience with being curved. I just like someone to let me know what I'm doing wrong. If I'm doing anything wrong
and
at all.
I personally, I don't think you're doing anything wrong.
What's
but we
wrong
need to hear
them?
From fuckboys.
Yeah, that's why we gotta have fuckboys part two.
With fuckboys. Several fuckboys.
Yeah. I feel like whatever the answer is, I'm not gonna like it.
Nah.
Yeah.
And then you're not gonna trust it either. Right? It doesn't matter. Because they're just lying. Trying to make themselves seem better than they are.
Yeah.
So, there's no answer. There's no answer to be found.
Well, there you go. It's like the meaning of the universe. Why did I get curved? Why did I get curved after you hit on me? After you asked me out? After you gave me your number? It just makes no sense.
It's written in the stars.
Yeah.
Deep in that stardust.
Exactly.
So I guess my curve experience, I have very long-term
the long curve, as
curve experience. Because I guess I've been like so insecure just about my looks and myself in general. So I don't like put myself
out
there.
Are we all?
Yeah, but like I guess I let it stop me from doing things. Where some people mm-hmm. are like, ah, fuck it, mm-hmm. can keep going. Mm-hmm. I'm like, let me just work on a few people for a few years.
Gotta put in work. Gotta put in effort.
Right? Like, 4 years we've been slam pal.
Yeah.
4 years I was trying to get with that guy. 3 years since the beginning of slam pal. I was like, let me put some work into this.
Like a toddler's
worth
of work.
Let me slide. Let's be friends first. You know, I want to get that good old trust, you know, a good friendship. I guess because, you know, I think I haven't done a lot of hookups. Mm-hmm. But, like, I do really like the idea of... Maybe it's, like, the validation I want out of romantic exchanges. Because maybe I don't just want sex. I also want sex to say that I'm, like, the baddest bitch in town.
Duh.
I'm the smartest person.
Yeah, totally.
You come to me for your thoughts and advice.
You're smart, you're funny, you're pretty.
Yeah. Because, for example, like, this one guy, like... I don't know. When I just want him to think to be. I want to be best friends with this man.
It's
not gonna happen. It's definitely not gonna happen. Aww. Especially since I was like, "What's up?" Silence. But that's after. That's also after he was like, "Yo, Powell."
Silence is the worst curve. Like, did you die?
I'm like, wait, I responded. Oh man, once one of these other fuckboys, like I was mid sex to use like 1 second. He was gone for 3 weeks.
The longest second.
We were supposed to get breakfast, and I was getting breakfast. I waited for an hour at the restaurant.
Man, that is the worst curve.
No one was there.
Holy shit.
So I was like, let me get some eggs and hash browns.
This?
And coffee. And write some poetry on this sidewalk in the East Village.
Because... This episode is like a testament to the fact that it's really not only guys who get curved.
Yeah.
We have just shared some fucking
It's really
3 weeks.
And then, like,
he stood you up.
He did stand me up.
Fuck, man.
Could have fucking emailed me. He could have emailed me. Why? He wasn't, I was not on his mind. I was not on this man's mind. And, like, the waiter who was mad cute was like,
she sucked his dick.
He was like, oh, you waiting for a date? I'm like, yeah, I'm waiting for somebody. And from that moment, it's like, I shouldn't have told him anything.
Exactly.
Because every time he came out to, like, refill people's coffee, he'd look over at me, like, just for a moment.
Like this sad ass bitch. I got a live tweeted. Sad bitch eating eggs alone. Getting curved.
Exactly.
Hashtag
and
LOL.
Then he was like, I can eat breakfast with you. I'm like, no, my friend's coming.
It never fucking
happened.
He was
cute. This waiter was cute. I should have had him sit down. I would have ordered him breakfast.
Oh.
And been
man.
Like, hey.
That's kind of sad.
He was mad cute. That's no, yeah. Sad. But I had a good breakfast, though. And it was a nice day. I had a slow walk, listened to music. I think you just have to have no expectations.
Yeah, for anybody whatsoever.
But it's annoying when you put time to travel to get ready. That text you sent me with Kermit the Frog.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Kermit the Frog hanging from like a ceiling fan. Kermit has committed suicide.
Yeah, and it says, after your dick appointment cancels, after you've like shaved, waxed, tweezed, cover yourself in body oil and glitter.
Ugh. And then it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, that happened to me this week. Running trend of getting curved. I don't know if he curved me or if he was actually busy.
But the thing is, you can say something.
Well, he did.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, he canceled verbal or whatever.
Well, it was like late in the day and we were supposed to meet up in the afternoon. And he was like, sorry, I never texted you. I got home late. And I was like, let's reschedule because I still want to sit on your face.
Obviously.
This is a kid from last week. His face I want to sit on.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad that it happened because like that was like the day before my period started, and I was like, might be an uncomfortable situation.
You don't want
unless
that to
he's
happen.
Into tacos with extra salsa.
Is that a thing?
Nope.
Oh, that's a
I
thing
just
now.
Made it up.
It's a thing now.
Yeah.
Oh man, we should have a period sex episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have
but
period
it might not...
sex?
I have had period
Which
sex.
Which day?
It just really depends on when I'm least crampy. Usually towards the end.
Yeah.
But like some
day
one.
Day 4, I'm a whore.
Yeah, right. Day 4, whoring it again.
Yeah.
It'll be day 1 or day 2 if I'm not like very crampy and I'm like, oh.
Oh, man.
There's just a flow happening. But we just put down just blankets. It's very simple.
Mad
very,
towels.
Very missionary.
Can't get crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Not standing up. You know, I'm just gonna lay down.
Permanent stain. Hey, did you guys color the room?
Yeah. Just a little.
Why does it smell like copper in here?
Well. That's my new IUD.
All right, that's getting curved.
Getting curved. Oh, man. I guess there's also being pre-curved. I don't, also, being curved
what does
in
that
person
mean? What
hurts.
Does that mean?
Oh, pre-curved. I wonder if I'm making this up because, like, it's like when you... there's somebody and, like, you like them. You know, you like them.
Yeah.
And then they see that you like them. Yeah. Before you flirt, they can just tell. They can just tell you like them. So
nope.
they decide to be extra distant and cold before you even go for
it. Oh, man.
And, like, a part of me feels like I'm making this up because nothing specific comes to
now,
mind.
Now, that's when people just, like, tell you they have a girlfriend or they have
and
a boyfriend
you didn't bring
and
it
you
up.
Didn't ask
you
or
never
no.
brought it. That's what it is, pre-curve.
Yeah, that's pre-curve.
I didn't even try. Like, me and my boyfriend. Oh, that happened at a networking event. This guy was, like, really into this guy. And
yeah.
He was like, yeah, I watched that with my girlfriend. And I was like,
oh,
well,
yeah.
well. I hate that.
This ends here.
Oh,
yeah.
Everyone needs to. Not that everyone needs to be polyamorous. I want everyone to be, so everyone's available
to me. That would
be
so great.
At all times. You know what I mean?
But then they still wouldn't want you.
Because
we're the curve queens up in here.
Oh, man.
Or the queens of getting curved.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
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 How do you feel about, like, sometimes I feel a little bad about when guys curve me and I'm, like, upset about it because I feel like I'm playing into the stereotype that guys want sex or to be building towards sex, like, going on a date or something like that.
Oh, I see.
All the time. So it's just, like,
huh.
You're not actually like that and I shouldn't feel bad about that. But sometimes that's, like, the first thought in my head, like, what do you mean you don't want to fuck me?
I mean, if... I think in your cases where they're saying, I want to fuck you, you know? And then they're like, actually, no. I mean, you have, I think...
But you can totally change your mind, and that's fine.
You can, but it's that doesn't change your expectations, though, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, it's been built, so it makes sense for you to feel, like, a little hurt, a little
yeah,
rejection.
Yeah, that's true.
You're like,
that's
oh, this true. Guy likes me, this is gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't have any expectations for people who show no interest in me.
Yeah. So I think it totally makes sense. And
thank you for validating.
Yeah, no, totally valid. I'm a therapist, man. She's been teaching me a lot. All your feelings are valid.
It felt good.
But yeah, pre-curved, and then what else we got?
Curving your boyfriend. Curving that you do.
Yeah, I feel bad because, like, sometimes I feel bad saying no sometimes, even though I know it's perfectly fine to
yeah.
not want to have sex.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm just like... I'm sorry. I would really like just I feel like I've just been so tired and stressed lately. I'm just like nope. Rather sleep.
Yeah.
Or watch something. Just it's just like the physical activity. I've also been like working out recently and like
yeah.
Things hurt.
Yeah.
My arms pain, my legs.
What about when John curves you? How do you react?
He doesn't curve me.
We're, he's always with the
we'll
shit.
Get into it in my...
He's
in,
a sex machine.
Get into the fuck me section.
And he don't want with nobody but you, baby.
Yeah. It's
it's interesting, the me and Akeem curve dynamic. Like, when when I curve him, I'm just like, no, stop, leave me alone. Trying to go to sleep. And he's like, all right. But then when he curves me, I'm just like, am I ugly now? What's wrong with you?
What is that?
You always want it. What's happening here?
I imagine you saying that into his ear as he was trying to sleep. Just hovering over him.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's I try not to be like that so much anymore, though. I've settled down a lot, but early back in the day, that was a...
It's reasonable, though, because that's
a fresh hole.
That's what John said. He feels that way when I curve him, and I feel bad, because it's not that I don't want him any less. I'm just, like,
sometimes you're just
too
tired.
Hungry.
Yeah, sometimes your body just wants other things at the time.
I'm barely getting by. You know what I mean?
My existence.
I'm just like...
Very fragile.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Shimmer, shimmer,
shimmer. Shimmer,
shimmer, shimmer. Oh, and how to heal from getting curves. We have other things we want to excavate first?
Nah.
All right, so now, and here are personal just tips on dealing with curvitude.
Yeah.
Curvature.
Curvitude, curvature.
Curvulation.
Yeah, all the words. So I feel like I just go into, like, a very minor lull where it's just like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
And you just have to build yourself up from that.
Totally.
You just remind yourself about all the things that make you awesome. Look in the mirror. Look at your butt and be like,
that
nice
ass
one.
Is fat.
And then you're fine.
That's it.
Yeah.
Sam Sage advice. Check out the ass.
That ass is Seems it's not fed. That ass is round. Whatever. Exactly. That ass is flat, as long as you're proud
whatever
of it.
You like.
Yeah.
I think definitely give it time. Like, if they're texting you, I think it's okay to be like, can you not text me for a little bit? Or just don't answer for
block
a little
that number for a
yeah.
little bit.
Yeah. Because, like, it's hard when people are just, like, waving that fine ass in your face and you can't have it. It's upsetting.
Right.
You know, focus yes. on other things.
Yeah.
Like, not that you weren't focusing on other things, but, like, maybe just go a little extra hard to
yeah,
make
put
up
even
for
more
it.
Energy in them.
Yeah.
Become the boss-ass bitch.
That you already are.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Just highlight that bitch.
Exactly. Exactly.
Get a highlighter and just
color yourself yellow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like if you feel... So, in turn, I feel like... So, the case with the fuckboy who mm-hmm. I liked and mm-hmm. was a dick to me. And who curved me was like, I think we're better off as friends, mm-hmm. which didn't make... Oh, man. We didn't talk about getting curved after a hookup.
What do you mean?
Like, after I blew that guy. And he was like, we should just be friends. I was so upset. That's so rude.
Yeah.
Particularly since he was like, actually, I like that's not why. I feel like he was such a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Such I'm like slowly coming to terms with how rude this guy was.
Good.
Very slowly.
Good.
Yeah. But, fuck, where was I going?
Healing after being curved. Maybe there's nothing.
There was something.
Maybe your heart will hurt forever.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, but I think it's important to, like, not take your aggression out on the person.
Yeah.
Or, like, fall into stereotypes, like, of course she curved me, she's a light-skinned girl, or whatever, and things like that.
Just acknowledge it's, like, takes two people to have chemistry, and if it just didn't happen, it didn't happen.
Yeah, and there's, like, 7 billion... other people in the world. Exactly. Or is it 8 billion?
Eight.
7 billion.
I think it's 8.6.
There's mad fucking people in the world.
Yeah,
so.
Mad people. if you feel like you were led on or wronged, that's where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and like, you know, if you were curved, but it was a curve with an insult or just like a disrespect,
mm-hmm.
kind of disrespectful curve.
Yeah.
I think in the end you plan on not talking to the person again. Like, cutting ties. I think it is better to get things off of your chest.
Mm-hmm.
But don't look for their response for validation or to make you feel better.
Yeah, because you're not going to get it.
Yeah, no, they're going to be a dick. They're going to be an asshole. Exactly. You have to be like, here's everything I'm going to say to you.
Uh-huh.
And once they respond, just like put in your headphones. Like, just like don't listen. Don't internalize. Just be like, I need to say this because once I say this, I will feel like this. And that's what you're getting out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, don't wait for them because
yeah.
you're not going to get good stuff.
Like me not saying everything has led to several stories on this podcast. This is what happens when you don't let shit off your chest face to face.
Yes.
But also, nah, I like to tell stories. I totally would have. This podcast would still exist without that.
All right. So do you want, I don't know if these are that funny.
The
varying degrees of curves.
Yeah. Different degrees of curvitude.
I guess, I mean, I only have one example for each. If you have anything more to weigh in.
I can make some up.
Okay. All right. So first we have the kind curve, which is when people kind of like skate around the issue or sometimes they just lie. It's like you'll invite them somewhere and they'll be like, I'd love to, but I won't be able to make it.
And once that happens 5 times, you know. Because I feel like they'll be consistent.
I feel like if the person's interested, it'll be like, but I won't be able to make it, but when are you free to do
exactly,
so?
Exactly, yeah. You have to see the, they have to
so
initiate.
So I leave people
else.
With a lot of, I won't be able to make it because I just don't want
to
go.
I'll never be
but
able
you listen
to
my podcast.
Stay on the podcast, please.
Exactly. I don't want to make any enemies out here. and then we have like creative curves. I think I saw this one time on a meme or whatever. Like the person texted someone and then the person responded, sorry, the number you have reached is out of service.
Oh my god, that's not how that works.
That's not how anything works.
That's not how that works.
Yeah, that's more dick, if anything.
Sorry, William has passed away.
Yeah, or one time I saw this fuckboy asking this girl for nudes or whatever, and she just kept typing, attachment one failed. And he was like, you can't see it. Oh, let me send again, attachment one failed.
That's amazing. That's so funny.
But that's also not how those work.
No, it isn't, but it's
it wouldn't
amazing.
Be that text, but yeah.
it wouldn't be received.
And then we have the savage curves in which the person just doesn't care about your feelings or whatever. So they'll be like, oh, I think you're so pretty. Let me take you out sometime. K. Or just like, nah.
Speaking to a rock.
Exactly.
Onyx.
Onyx, yeah. He was savagely curving me last week. That was fine, though. I don't want him. I don't want him. I was doing research.
It's just really low key. It's just, it's so
the
much
lowest
apathy.
Of all keys. Yeah.
It's so much.
The greatest amount of
oh
apathy.
My God.
And then we have honest curves where the person will just be like, thank you for the offer, but I am not interested.
That was my curve to fuckboy. Uh-huh. I was very much...
And he said, ugh, bye, Shanika.
And he didn't take it.
Because people
very
think
well.
When you're being that honest and polite, you're being like an ass about it, but really you're just trying to be as honest as possible.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for understanding, but no thank you.
Bye, Shanika.
The fact that he texted it.
Exactly.
You could have just made that sound.
Exactly. He had to let you know he was saying, ugh. Like this... with the throat action. Then he spit all over his apartment or whatever. Spit off the grave.
Spit in people's faces because mine wasn't nearby.
Exactly. Someone out there is wondering, man. Like, why did this man spit in my face and call me Shanika?
Pix 11. Man terrorizes Brooklyn neighborhood. Cannot determine why.
Calls random black woman Shanika. Those is it a hate crime? More at 10.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. I think that might be it.
Yeah. This episode's going fast.
Yeah. I mean,
perfect.
Yeah. Right. Excellent.
Exactly.
And so that was it for
Fuck it.
Now we're on to...
You didn't even try.
Because I was trying to scroll up to see the title.
Okay.
Now on to
Fuck Me.
Please.
All right. Oh, my period.
Not now, not yet.
Yeah.
All right. Mine is a little long.
Mine's is mad short.
All right, you go first.
Because I just didn't do anything this week. It was very like a period week, you know, where your hormones are low and I'm just tired and I'm like, I don't want to leave the house. Kind of horny, but too lazy to masturbate. So just gonna.
That's when you call gonna and peruse have someone this come porn. Over.
Didn't want that either.
No, like that fuckboy that did that to you. Like, It's very early in the morning, but I have this problem. I'm horny and I don't masturbate.
Yeah, exactly.
You could have pulled one of those.
Yeah.
Maybe he was on his
Will
period.
You service me? Yeah, and then, like, when I'm in that state, I'll have sex and the sex will feel good, but then right after, all of the uterus just crashes in upon itself. Does that ever happen to you?
Not after sex.
It's terrible.
But I know the uterus crashing, which it shouldn't be like that, because you're supposed to be releasing endorphins.
I have no idea, but like very close to my period right after sex, it'll just be like, ugh, and then I'll just be like lying on the bed like, no, this feels so terrible. This feels so terrible.
Periods
so, yeah. Definitely don't want to like hook up with somebody. You don't want to meet someone like that.
Right.
Wherever your ibuprofen is, please.
Please bring it to me.
Just shove it down my throat.
Bring it to me.
Oh, God. Yeah, so that didn't happen. So I wrote down for current relationship status of this week. Will trade nudes for iTunes reviews. Please, guys, review us on iTunes. We are trying to make it to the new and noteworthy section of iTunes. And your reviews, your subscriptions, and your ratings, and your downloads can help us with
that. Yeah. I mean, we can do nudes. Like,
yeah.
You can give, like, a picture of my knee. You know,
yeah.
Little calf action.
Very sexy. Very sexy.
People like feet.
Very artistic. People do
I'm
like feet.
I'm very down to dip my toes into some ice cream, like, whatever you want.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah, girl.
With my feet.
Also, this past week, since dating apps, I said I was going to delete all the dating apps, but I haven't because it's a great way to promote the podcast. So in like all my bios, I have asked me about my podcast, and I, unless you're like mad cute or whatever, I really only respond to people who ask me about the podcast. And a lot of people do, and they listen. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
And you're all cool.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. So then I wrote down that 4 a.m. realization that I am the fuckboy who directs people to his mixtape.
Yeah.
Just directing people to her podcast.
Which, you know what? I understand now. I understand the hustle.
Exactly.
It's
you really got
a hustle.
It in every part of your life. You got to be like, by the way, by the way, yo, check this out. Yo, fam, you like real mixtapes? Like real podcasts?
We need a podcast mixtape.
Yeah. And we've been getting some great reviews from
these people
on like Plenty of Fish and Tinder and stuff like that. But it's always like weird because they'll be like, oh, you guys are so funny. And by the way, that part where you're talking about sitting on the face totally turns me on.
Love
it's
it.
Like, I didn't need that.
I didn't need the rest of that.
But thank you. I'm sure it does.
As it should.
Yeah, that's all I got for this week.
All right. So I guess mine is on the longer side. I feel like I've lost touch with my inner physical hoe.
No.
Not my inner mental hoe. She's always,
she's always been there.
She's always on.
Since fourth grade,
right?
she's been on fire.
Since I could read Harry Potter. Sexualizing everything in sight.
J.K. Rowling.
But yeah, so I've had these like vaginal infections. 2 years. I feel like now it's like these 3 months have been, not even this month.
Mm-hmm.
This past period cycle, I've had no infection of any kind whatsoever. And it's And it's been great. I'm like, yes, happy.
That's awesome.
But it's definitely, you know, taken a toll on my libido because...
Wow, that's so interesting.
It has.
It's like a curse.
It is like a curse. It's exactly what it is.
You can want to have sex all the time, but you will be cursed with vaginal infections.
And now it's just, I don't know, because particularly, I guess it's been rough with me and John. And I kind of realized that, you know, if I'm asking him to, you know, be open about polyamory, which he's down and open to work on being uncomfortable. But, like, I haven't been actively trying to, like, regain my sexualness.
With him. Yeah.
And I feel, you know, I feel shitty. I feel horrible about mm-hmm. it. And I feel like it's because, like, you know, like if you have BV and you try to have sex and it's unpleasant, mm-hmm. and most of the times that it's unpleasant, it's with John, not because he's bad at sex, but it's because he's the person I have sex with
the most. Yeah.
So it just kind of brings up like oh, I don't know, even in going into sex, it's like, ah, hope it doesn't hurt. You know, I'm trying to kind of waiting for that to not happen. I think the more sex I have, more successful sex I have, that'll stop being like the first thought.
Yeah.
Because the first thing is like as the penis slides on it, I'm like, oh, how is it? How's it going? Oh, it's good. It's okay. It's all right. It's good.
Man.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like that kind of nervousness and worrying immediately, like, ah, you know, gotta make sure I shower immediately. And I always think about, aftercare is very important.
Yeah.
And it's stress has become like a huge, not stress, sex has become like a huge ball of kind of like nerves chores. And anxiety and yeah. chores. And I think like it's kind of easier for me to flirt with other people because I don't have any sort of...
You don't have to fuck them.
Yeah, I don't.
And chances are you won't.
And chances are it's not going to happen. Yeah. But I also don't have negative sexual... So it's like such a new mm-hmm. kind of like... And I don't say thrilling because not that sex with John is not boring.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like the thrill of being with a new person kind of overrides the anxiety about...
What might happen.
What might happen.
Words.
Yeah. So... I don't know. I think I have to take some steps to revive the inner hoe. Like, I don't even masturbate that often. Very, 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 very rarely nowadays. Yeah. And it's usually very early in the morning when no one's home and I'm, like, supposed to be doing something else.
That's always the time when no one's home. Right? You're just like, let me take advantage of this situation.
Right. and, like, and also when I had to write essays and it was, like, 3 a.m., I was, like, feeling horny.
The perfect time.
Right.
My thesis statement turns me on.
And maybe it's like a mechanism, like, must relieve stress.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. So I got to work on rebuilding the hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Reviving mm-hmm. the hoe army within me.
Got to take some sensual baths and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. I think I just, yeah, just got to... I also, like, lay down on my bed and I get tired instead yeah. of, like...
You're
like
living a life.
Yeah, just trying.
Living an adult life.
Trying to wake up at 6:30.
Yeah, that doesn't make me horny. It makes me dry. It's like... it just goes back. Tumbleweed.
Exactly.
It's not a good look.
It's like the crow.
Hello,
it's my
hello,
vagina. Hello. It's the soundtrack.
To my anyone here.
And then John's like, yeah.
Oh, the saddest story.
Like, oh.
Goodbye. No,
it's not his fault. Yeah. It's not his fault.
It's totally not
and it's,
his fault.
You know, it's not good because he was, you know, he said he's like stopped like trying to, he's definitely stopped like coming on to me. He waits for me to initiate.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not good because, you know, if he's feeling it, I feel like he should feel free to try to initiate and not be yeah. like, she's going to reject me again.
Mm.
You know? So working on it.
Yeah.
Lucas, thanks for this. For John.
What's the opposite of uprising?
Downfall?
The inner hoe downfall?
Suppression, repression.
The inner hoe suppression.
Yeah. I'm oppressing my inner hoe. But not really, because I'm kind of just recovering from a weird vagina situation.
Yeah.
Where I just didn't really know what was going on, how vaginas worked.
Yeah.
Like, when we did our vagina blog, that was, like, as I was doing extensive research.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like I've, like,
just to let listeners know, this is, like, a hormonal imbalance.
Yeah, or might not have been. Oh, what BV is?
No, well, I mean, shed a little light on your story, because we talked about that in the Waste Off podcast with our friend Stacy that you should totally check out.
Yeah.
But we never talked about Shanika's vagina.
My vagina is my vaginal history.
That's going to be our next episode, Shanika's vagina.
It's such a long story.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just on and off for the past 2 years,
mm-hmm.
maybe more,
mm-hmm.
I guess right around when I became sexually active, because mm-hmm. it wasn't always like that. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, when do you notice there's pain during sex? It's when you're having sex.
Most stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just very uncomfortable, like itching and weird discharge. And it would always happen like right before my period, like the week before my period.
Yeah. But which leads me to believe in
it's
let
a hormonal
you believe.
Situation. Yeah. But also, you know, I've started using, but then it would also be sensitivity, mm-hmm. like all the time, you know? So I started using, I changed my soap to like, what is it, Tom's soap, which is like one of the most natural soaps I've found.
Yeah.
And that's helped. My gynecologist was like, don't put any soap on your vulva whatsoever, just warm water. Mm-hmm. That's helped a bunch. Mm-hmm. And I've, you know, committed to hand washing my underwear with this soap, which is useful. Mm-hmm. And I've been feeling a lot better. I've been feeling great and awesome. But just, yeah, I guess my sex life needs to, I just need to revive it. I've gone from a person.
Yeah, you gotta heal.
Yeah.
Gotta recover.
So, I don't know. Yeah, I wonder if I, you know, just kind of suppressed being turned on at some points because I'm like, it's not gonna lead to anything good.
Yeah, it might just be your split second psychological response to like associate sex
exactly.
with like pain.
Yeah, and that needs to stop. Yeah. And I was thinking that, you know, I can do, John and I can like work our way back. Not that we don't have any sex. I had sex yesterday. And it was great.
Yeah.
But whoa. I think doing kind of sexy things.
Yeah.
Not penetrative sex all the time. Just like getting the sexualness going. Because like, if I'm not feeling sexy, like I'm not feeling a blowjob. I don't want to be eaten out. You know, I don't want to be fingered. I don't want anything to happen. It's like when you're on your period, you just don't feel good sometimes.
Yeah.
Just don't. But it was just like that for a very long time.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But I was still a hoe. You don't have to be having you don't have to be having sex to be a hoe.
Hoe thoughts.
Yeah, exactly.
Hoe intentions.
Yeah. I feel like that's like, that would be like a good novel.
Hoe thoughts and intentions. And hoe intentions. Exactly.
So, yeah. So, I just gotta, if you guys want to give me advice on how to get back into
feeling
the swing
sexy.
Of things, yeah. I was gonna start singing a song, but nothing came to mind.
I was thinking of that Beyonce song. You can say my name, boy. Whoa. You're gonna test me. Oh. Everybody's like Xing out their fucking iTunes. Like, why is this bitch singing? I did not come for this. What the fuck is this? My ears are bleeding. Mommy. No.
Oh, no. CNN. Americans across the nation are losing their ears.
Losing their ears?
Their ears are falling off. Because we're this. That's how influential we are.
Sorry, guys. My bad. I won't do that again. Yeah, that song. Love to love you, baby. Wait, that's actually Diana Ross, isn't it?
No.
But then Beyonce. I love that, baby. Beyonce, like, put it in a song. Whatever, guys. I don't know black music. Sorry.
I don't know black people.
So I was an Oreo growing up. All right.
See, that's my news.
All right. That was it for Fuck Me.
Now
it's time to fuck you.
Very softly or gently or hard.
However you want it,
tell
baby.
Us how you like it.
How do you like to be fucked?
It'll be a fun episode of the podcast.
That would be a fun episode.
Viewers, you'll always be viewers. Listeners, share.
Yeah.
All right. So first one is a story.
Woo!
Which I love this story. I can't quite explain why. It's
I feel
just,
like you
just
should
very sexy to me.
Okay.
By Aaliyah, 26.
Woo!
I'm 26 and identify as bi/pansexual. From a very young age, I knew I liked girls. I've been with my boyfriend for over 2 years now, and he understands my constant need and desire to be with women sexually. He understands this so much so that we came to an agreement in our relationship that whenever needed, I could have sexual contact with a woman as long as he was present and vice versa. However, the last time my appetite for women was fed, pun intended, was 2 years ago when we had a threesome for Valentine's Day. Love that.
So fun.
It is very hard to find unicorns. To see single bisexual women willing to sleep with couples who are into kink. We tried to find them on our own, but we had no luck, no recent luck. So in my frustration, I threw out the idea of me going off on my own without him, since it is so hard to find a woman for both of us. This did not go well. We had many long, deep conversations about how hard it is to find someone, how our relationship and sex life fell into a rut and got boring, and how we could fix all of this without breaking our agreement. In this conversation, I reminded him that I was into kink and BDSM. In my early 20s, I was the D type for some of my girlfriends and other women I dated. I then told him that a good friend of mine suggested a website called FetLife.com, which is basically Facebook for the kinkster community. I also told him that this friend wanted me to top or dom her, and that she knew our situation and was fine with us co-topping her. Didn't know that existed. Sounds very sexy. Mm-hmm. He was initially concerned because my friend and I have a strong sexual attraction to each other. We've had one for a long time, and we are rather close emotionally. But I told him we would have to negotiate a contract with her and that she respects our relationship. Love that. So now we have a fet life. We've gone to a kink event, and my friend is now our bottom or sub. Moral of the story, communication is key, and there's a dating app slash website out there for everyone. I just fuck with love it.
I fuck with it. That's kind of like polyamory goals.
Just having sex with
with a
third person.
No, just the communication, how they like worked through it or whatever. Yeah. I really respected the contract thing. Because me and Akeem just had so many boundaries in the beginning, and it just
it's awful.
He fell through, man. He really let me down. we've worked through it, but something like a little more concrete.
Yeah,
I guess.
No, totally.
Like the contract thing, it's cool because they can all have sex and have fun or whatever, but also still be very clear about like what's going on and what's going to happen
exactly.
going forward and stuff like that.
Which and if everyone's comfortable with it going into it,
yeah, exactly.
And even if like. Yeah, and then
it's like
it
what
be
parties
fine.
Agreed upon.
Exactly. I love that.
Yeah.
I think the idea of co-topping somebody or being like a sub to two people mm-hmm. is kind of hot. Mm-hmm. But only if, I guess for me, I'd definitely be in like a MMF threesome.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I feel that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, okay. See, before this podcast, Shanae kept saying, I didn't know that you could be co-topped by someone. And I kept thinking like, I don't know why I don't identify with what you're saying, but it's totally because I watch MMF threesomes all the time, and that's like what it is. Like,
oh,
the
I
two
see.
Men are dominating the woman,
gotcha.
So that's why it was so.
It was already
maybe it was
in
like
your mind.
Different to you because Aaliyah, is that her name?
Yeah,
is a woman and her boyfriend is a man. But yeah, that would totally be fun.
It'd be great.
Yeah,
I guess,
I'm really interested in MMF threesome. Like, I've been rolling that around in my head lately.
Oh, the
yeah, but it's got to be. Work to make it happen. Like, you
yeah,
gotta find
gotta
someone.
Arrange it. But
and Akeem is not with the shit, so I have to find like two people who I'm comfortable with,
who
I like fucking, who are down for that,
exactly.
who are cool with each other.
Hence, FetLife might help you out.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but there's probably a website just for MMF, but then you also have to be comfortable with the people.
Yeah, because then I'd be
scared.
Oh man, this
up.
Guy on OkCupid was like, hey, want to hang out with me and my friend? And then I was like, what do we do exactly? And he was like, threesome. But if not, we can totally smoke weed and drink together. And it's like, yeah, I'm totally going to smoke weed and drink with two guys who want to have a threesome with me.
Yeah, no.
So that the threesome can just happen.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
it's not just going to evolve naturally.
Exactly.
it's not the natural progression of things.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That was a good story, though. I don't know what D-type means. Do you know what
I think
means?
It's Dom type.
Oh, cool.
Pretty sure.
Cool.
Yeah, I really like
I don't know
that.
What I am. I was talking to this kid yesterday, and he was like... talking to me about, I won't bring it up, or whatever. Something he did that made him feel like he was, like, a dominant person or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then he, like, bought that thing up and said, well, do you like to do that? And I was like, no, but I think I'm a submissive person, whatever. I say all that to say, I think I'm submissive, but I don't know.
I mean, you'll never know until you find out.
True. I mean, I've been dominant and I've been submissive, but I don't know which one I like more. I feel
oh,
like I like being
I
submissive more, but I don't know if that's because I'm lazy.
That's how I feel. I feel like I like things to be done to me. I don't like to really,
exactly.
you know. And if somebody is getting pleasure out of actively doing and controlling things, I'm like, great.
Yeah, this is a perfect situation. that might be it. Yeah,
I can just relax.
I like to be submissively dominant, like... I like to call the shots, but just lay
like,
there.
Like to lay there.
That fucking pussy nigga. But like, I'm just like, I'm eating grapes. I'm fucking around like I'm Caesar and shit.
That's amazing.
Yeah. All right. So our next question is from Angel. Angel is 22 and she writes, this podcast is a dream.
Thanks.
Angel. Let's talk about porn stars. Ho-ho-ho.
Oh boy.
Relevant. It's too difficult to find pro women in pornography these days, and with the falling of James Dean, who is a gigantic ass and rapist,
gigantic
I
ass
need more
rapist.
Women-friendly male porn stars, but she wrote pot stars. Angel was high. That's fine. Have any suggestions?
No.
Yeah, as said earlier in this podcast, I just don't know any male porn stars. Yeah. I know a lot of women porn stars, and they're just like black women with nice asses. I like to see myself represented in porn.
That's funny.
Like the only male porn star, I mean, I know James Dean because of the memification of him.
Yeah.
I know Brian Pumper because he went, he went viral on World Star Hip Hop.
Oh my gosh.
But aside from that,
yeah.
Oh, there's, God, Mr. Marcus, I think he has a large dick. Infamous video where Superhead, aka Corinne Steffens, was like sucking his dick. One time Akeem told me to watch that, like when we first started having sex, which is the first time I had started having sex in general.
He was like,
and
goals.
He was like, you can get some tips from there.
Jeez.
Yeah, man, Akeem's a dick.
What the hell, Akeem?
Go spam him on Twitter. No, I'm just kidding.
No, we love him. He let us record in his basement last week.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I know Mr. Marcus. I don't think he's particularly women-friendly or anything like that. I don't know. I just have to, like, go into... Let's go in depth. Let's
yeah.
do the next episode.
The next
on...
episode's going to be
yeah,
about
we're gonna,
porn.
Yeah,
and,
we're going to talk
and
about
Angel,
porn.
We're gonna,
and then we're going to answer your question.
We're going to thoroughly answer your question.
Right, exactly. You're going to hear us masturbating to the porn as we watch it.
Louis is
going to
be so uncomfortable. He's got to do what he's got to do.
They're paying me. They're paying me a very small amount.
Small amount to watch them masturbate and record it.
Not a lot faces me at this point.
Huh?
Not a lot faces me at this point.
Not a lot faces me at this point. It's fine.
It's like I've seen it all.
Seen it all. Done it
I've
all.
Gone numb.
That's what this podcast will do to you. That's what you need.
Yeah. I mean, do you know any male porn stars at all?
Nah.
Do you know any porn stars at all?
Just, it was James Dean and the Stoya. And
no
just I haven't even seen Stoya's porn.
Wow.
Because I just Google porn.
You see no familiar faces?
No. No familiar faces. Because we always try out new categories, so I'm like, ugh. So I'm like, oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, it's just like black women.
It's one video Lacey I've been trying DeWall. To find forever, and I just haven't found it.
Oh, no.
Found it once, I was like, oh, this is nice. And it just never come up again. I'll find it, though.
Oh,
I'll okay. let you know what it is next episode.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very porny week.
Woo.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be strange.
Continue to send in your ideas for next episodes, guys.
Yeah.
Please and thank you.
Yeah, because see, this question kind of generated.
Yeah, an entirely new episode.
Yeah.
Porn. Thank you, Angel.
Thanks, Angel.
We'll answer you next week. All right, Kidar.
Kidar 26. So I was at work today. And this guy was helping me out with students I had to work with, and he seemed really cool and really helpful. When we had a moment, we would speak about school because we shared the same major, child education. Based on some things he said, I could piece together that he was gay. Nothing overtly sexual, just his interests and things he does at school.
Can I intercut?
Yeah.
He's doing gay things.
he's
having sex with men at school.
It's pretty fucking gay.
Exactly.
Things being just inherently gay.
Exactly.
Wonder what he's doing.
I'd really like to know.
He's on the step team. What? He's in the military. Like, who knows? We can piece together. Okay. I'm straight, but I'm not the type of person to act weird if you're not a heteronormative individual. If you're a good person and you have a good conversation, we're cool in my book. So... we were getting the kids ready for dismissal, and I see him and another teacher speaking off to the side and looking over towards me, but I paid it no mind because I figure it was some positive critique about my work. So we were clocking out, and I see he is waiting for me, and I knew that he was waiting for me, mainly because there was no one else in the office. The moment...
So funny. Right? Them reasoning skills.
Oh, the moment I had an inkling that he was going to ask for my number or something. Oh, that moment I had an inkling that he was going to ask for my number or something. Sure enough, he started asking about my love life and orientation. I respectfully told him I was straight. The moment I told him that, his whole demeanor changed. For lack of better terms, he came off more masculine. His voice got deeper. He started fist bumping and I'm thinking, dude, I know you're gay. It's cool. Don't be weird because I truly enjoyed the conversation. Then he abruptly left, and I felt bad because I feel I bruised his ego. So my question is, should I feel bad? Should I have not been polite and engaged in conversation?
Yeah, so... Should you feel he curved bad? This guy.
Yeah.
And the guy took it like a curve, you know?
Which, and you know, and you shouldn't feel bad.
Yeah, it's fine. He was fine. I feel like there's more implications within there because, you know, it's hard to be a gay person anywhere, mm-hmm. Especially as a black man or whatever, because black men's masculinity is often so shat upon, so, like, sometimes it's fragile out there, so
yeah.
That's probably why he kind of felt, like, insecure, like, oh, man, this guy's gonna go to his friends and be like, a gay guy just hit on me or whatever, so
yeah.
Let me just play it cool and keep under the radar. So I understand, like, for safety purposes, not saying that you, Kidar, are somebody who would, like, shit on him or whatever, but, like, maybe that's an experience he's had in the past and he felt like he needed to be, like, overly...
He had to bro it up.
Yeah,
he had
to, like,
to
overly
sure.
compensate.
Yeah.
Yeah, compensate. Going forward, you know, just, like, be nice to the guy or whatever. Like,
yeah,
just be a normal person.
Yeah, try to get it normal. Maybe.
Carry along as usual.
Could be good friends, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on
friends.
What he wants to do, if he needs time to heal from this curve.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, give him that space.
He might need to, like, subtweet about you
exactly.
a little bit.
Exactly. But, and I don't know, like, guess if he seems, like, weird or uncomfortable around you, you can just let him know.
Yeah.
Hey, still good, still
exactly.
cool, still
but
friends.
If he's carrying on, or if you just feel the need to say that, you can say that. But if he's just carrying on as normal, then you just carry
good.
On as normal.
Yeah.
And you totally shouldn't feel bad because you didn't do anything wrong.
Exactly.
You just told him that you weren't interested.
Exactly. It takes two to tango.
Exactly. Good question, man.
Yeah, really awesome question.
Let us know what the gay things he was doing were.
I'm very curious. How gay was this man? Exactly.
Exactly. Oh, that was our last question.
All right.
Wow. Well. It's almost empty a little
Guess
bit.
Guess the podcast is over.
Oh, shit. Well, that was our segment called Fuck You.
Fuck You.
And you can send us your stories, questions, rants, reviews, raves to IHUpodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can send them to us on Instagram via direct message.
Or text us. Or Facebook message. Like, just give it to us everywhere, as
yeah.
you're already doing.
Just we want to hear from you.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
want to hear from
it's
you.
It's fine. But we would prefer email. But
yeah,
if,
but it's all good.
Yeah.
Whatever works.
WhatsApp. Anything.
So, yeah. So, again, I'm Shanika.
I'm Sam.
You can find me at Shanika Powell, SHANIKAPOWELL, on Twitter and on Instagram.
You can find me at It's period slam on Instagram. I really don't know what my Twitter is. Like, I think that's my Twitter, but I don't even fucking use it. So,
so don't look for me there.
Exactly.
And anything else? Oh, yeah. Follow us at @slam_pow.
Yeah. Follow us on Facebook, Slam Pow Productions.
Yeah.
YouTube, Slam Pow Productions.
Please go to iTunes. Please get rate us, review us, and download all of our episodes. We're trying to...
Get make it to
audience.
New and noteworthy.
Yeah, and you can really be a huge part of helping us out.
Yeah, seriously.
I feel like if we've given you nothing, then don't do it. But if you've gotten any sort of satisfaction at all from this,
yeah,
please.
And then share us with your friends. Like, if you laugh at this, chances are you hang out with people who have a similar sense of humor as you, and
hopefully.
You tell your friends jokes and you laugh with them.
Exactly.
Just let them know this is a funny thing I'm listening to.
Unless they've been ripping
like how
jokes.
You tell your friends about Narcos. Tell them about Inner Ho Uprising.
Yay!
All for people you want to hook up with to come to your house to podcast and chill.
Ooh.
And then put us on. Put us on silent. Put us on mute because you don't actually want to hear us as you're having sex.
Nah.
But we'll still get the play.
We'll get you in the mood.
We'll still get the download. Yeah. And then listen to us after.
Yeah.
Or if you're with it, listen to us during.
Yeah. I mean, let us know if you do. That'd be validating.
Wow. This is going to be the moment that you listen to.
Wow. Yeah. Sexy body. Oh no, it's
it's so bad. Once again, everyone's ears are bleeding.
Oh no.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
let's just leave them off with something.
Little something
sexy. Actually sexy. She says she wanna drink, do drugs, and have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, church in the morning. She say she wanna drink, do drugs, and have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, church in the morning. Hopefully we can go to heaven.